Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. Today, I want to talk to you about something I did a few weeks ago, and it has been booming. It's taken off so much that I've actually turned it in to a community. A few weeks ago, I invited women into my Locked In on LinkedIn challenge. It was inspired by 75 Hard, my results, the discipline I created doing that challenge mentally, physically, and even in my business, as crazy as it sounds. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I will put in the show notes my 75 Hard results. It's actually episode number 75, so check that out. It was pretty cool. But because of it, I thought, you know what? I work with a lot of people on LinkedIn. Like, LinkedIn is my main source of income, where I get my leads, who I work with, what I work with people on is LinkedIn, obviously. And I was like, this is a really fun way to combine the energy of 75 Hard with the results and desires that people want for their level of results on LinkedIn. So I created this Locked In on LinkedIn challenge. I made it 30 days instead of 75 because 75 is just a long ass time. And I want it to be fun and manageable. So I created 30 days of visibility, confidence, and connections on LinkedIn. And what came of this group surprised me, to be completely honest. There was 14 women who said yes to the challenge. Actually, there was more than 14 who said yes, but 14 got in the group and were pretty consistent posting or liking and engaging and doing the work on LinkedIn. And so today I'm going to share with you some of the highlights, the lessons, and the results, and why I've decided to make this an evergreen LinkedIn group. So now, if you missed it, you can join at any time. As we wrap up our 3 weeks, our 30 days on LinkedIn challenge this week, I just wanted to do a little celebrating and shouting out the women in the group. So within this group, we had a mix of entrepreneurs, executives, corporate leaders, career changers. We had a lawyer. We had an entertainment production company leader. We had an intuitive coach. We had a website SEO person. We had people from the United States, people from Europe. It was pretty cool. It was all over, actually. It was a global challenge, if you will. People from Instagram came over to LinkedIn to try it out. People who were lurking for a while came over to start leveraging it. It was really cool. It was a mix of newbies and seasoned entrepreneurs and posters on LinkedIn. So it was pretty cool to see people who I think have a decent presence on the platform join, but then also people who were like, I need to get back at it. So it was cool to see the mix of people. They were all supportive. They had goals. They were ready to take up some space online, which is really cool. The energy was pretty awesome. They were cheering each other on, celebrating each other's posts, connecting to each other, not only on LinkedIn, but off of LinkedIn, which was kind of nice. Then they were genuinely connecting beyond the challenge prompts that I had given them. So that was kind of cool. We did so far one Zoom call to bring the women together just to meet face to face. Cause you know me, I'm all about like our presence beyond the platform. So we did Zoom. Four of us were on that call, and that call was pretty cool. We went beyond the LinkedIn talk. We talked a lot about life. There were some tears. We talked about our health, our desires, our goals. It was actually pretty cool. All right, but LinkedIn in general, I mean, that's typically what happens. I can start something with LinkedIn and then it just becomes so much more than you ever expect. And that's what I actually like about the work I do, is the foundation is always self-leadership and connection and elevating each other as women, as parents, as business owners, and then just really doing life and work and business together. So it was pretty cool. So it starts off as a LinkedIn challenge, but really turned into something quite magical that I thought it'd be a great idea to, you know, turn it into a community. So here were some of the things we talked about LinkedIn-wise. There were some common asked questions, which was nice. So I'll share some of those here. There were some of my favorite moments. There were, you know, a lot of obviously new client inquiries, more profile views. We haven't yet talked about analytics, but we will probably in a couple days, actually. So almost every day for the 30 days, I would go in and I would ask a question, or we would, you know, bring up a topic, or they would ask questions and I would go in and answer them with a little video, which was kind of cool. I still got a few videos. If you're listening, I owe you a video or two. Because they had a couple of really good questions today that I want to get to and I want to answer. Because we wanted to make this time on LinkedIn as strategic as possible. Like, I don't want them to, or you, to live on the platform. I jokingly say that's my address, but really, I'm just so strategic about how I play on LinkedIn now that I don't have to actually live on the platform. I can get in, spend some time, quality time, and get out. Here are some of the common questions that I was asked and how I answered them. One was about how do I come up with content ideas? Specifically, if you don't like your company, not your business, but if you work for a company and you don't like the company, what should you talk about on LinkedIn if you don't want to talk about the company you work for? And I thought that was such a valid question from an employee. So how I responded was essentially, this is your platform. This isn't your company's platform, right? They have their own company page. They have their own version of it. They can say whatever they want. And what you get to say is pretty much whatever you want within reason, especially if you're an employee. Just be mindful of if your company has any parameters, compliance stuff, you know, if they don't like social media in general. Creating a personal brand sometimes can threaten an organization, so be careful. But if you're being smart about it or very, you know, in a positive light and you're serving, I don't think you would threaten them at all, but it happens. I'll tell you that story another time. All right, so content ideas were, what books are you reading? What are you doing hobby-wise? How do you like to spend your days? How do you decompress? How do you like to work? And what's your favorite environment? Like, it was still work related or life related, but just without the specifics of the organization you work for. You could easily use ChatGPT to come up with some content pillars or a list of content ways, contents and ways to use them, depending on your goal. So what I first asked the women in the group were, what are your goals on LinkedIn? So I'm going to ask you that same question. Whether you've ever read my book, Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn, taken a course of mine, joined any of my live trainings or LinkedIn lives, I always say, what are your goals for LinkedIn? Because that is how I can answer your question. So when someone says, how do I come up with content ideas? My response is always, well, what are your goals? Because if they're like, I don't really have goals, that's really real. We have to start. I don't want you out there writing content just to put content out there, right? For content's sake. Like, what's the point of that? Unless you're like, I just want to have fun on LinkedIn and I feel like I need to put something out there, then we can figure something out. But I think if you can start with your goals, why you're on the platform, what you'd like to get out of it, then we can kind of expand from there and talk about what kind of content. So I give the women some really cool options, and I started to see some really good content come out of it, which was really nice. One of the questions were, what's the right balance between personal and professional posts? And how personal do you have to get? Again, depends on your goals, but you don't have to get personal, deep, if you don't want to at all. You can be very surface. You can talk about your expertise. You can talk about how you serve your clients or your, you know, employees. If you're in human resources, how do you resource the humans? You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to talk personal at all. Although on our personal profile and when we see on our homepage, there's a lot of people who do get quite personal because that's their comfort level. I think you can grow faster the more vulnerable you are. But I also know you don't have to. You can get very niche in your industry, the people you serve, how you serve, and still be very successful without sharing all your personal tidbits. How do I get people to engage? That was also another one. Well, it does start with, what are your goals? Are you seeing a pattern here? How do you get people to engage? Well, have an engaging conversation, right? Like, start an engaging conversation, one that warrants engagement. So if you're just saying, I did this week and put a picture, people are like, cool. You know, some people may say like, oh, that looks awesome. Like, looks like you had a great time. Some people just scroll on by because you're just informing them versus engaging them in a conversation. So think of it this way. If you went to a networking event and you wanted to engage with people, engage is actually a conversation, right? Shaking their hands, saying hello, sharing a cocktail, maybe, you know, a coffee, whatever. So how would you engage with them at a networking event? Well, you wouldn't just go up to them and say, Hey, I'm Steve and I do XYZ for 123 Company, and just stand there and stare at them, right? No. You would go up to them and say, hey, I'm Steve. How are you? Nice to meet you. Very open-ended question. What brought you here today? You know, stuff like that. It's a conversation. So you have to open the conversation. On LinkedIn, those are called call to actions. So what is your call to action on LinkedIn based on your goals? If your goal is to get them to engage, to have a conversation underneath your post, take the premise and the goal of the post or the idea of the post and combine it with the goal of your desire for engagement and say something like, you know, what are your thoughts on this? Or would you do this? Or would you do something differently? I'd love to hear. Or, you know, how do you feel about this product? Or have you ever used this before? Really, it is based on your goals of engagement. So if you want them to have a conversation with you, I highly suggest starting a conversation that people want to join. And that's how you kind of tackle the engagement one. One is, what's the best way to DM without feeling salesy? I have a whole training on this. It's called How You DM is How You Do Everything. And it's on my website, mirandavonfricken.com, under the freebies tab. So I will actually put that in the show notes. I'm just going to write that down. Because there is a whole energy, psychology, science behind direct messaging on LinkedIn. You want it to be businessy, but you also want to connect with the people, right? So my favorite one is to tell people not to come in hot. Like, do not come in hot on your direct messages. Don't come in with your calendar link, how I can solve your problems, you know, how are you doing on LinkedIn? Like, don't come in with the thought that they want to work with you. Come in, which may sound counterintuitive because you're only DMing because you want these people to work with you, right? Well, not only, but a lot of you. So my thought is, if you can go into LinkedIn and with the idea of starting a conversation, I often think friendships over funnels is the vibe I'm going in with. I find something that connects us on their personal profile and I start the conversation. And then I wait to see if they respond and just have a normal conversation. Don't come in to sell them right away. Come in to connect. And it'll definitely take that conversation a little longer, but it also may be a lot better. And you'll build a relationship, which eventually could become a client. Some of my favorite moments, if you will, were when somebody posted their first LinkedIn post. I thought that was pretty cool. I saw a couple people tagging each other, which was nice because they're talking about people they've met on the platform. You know, I went to a local event and I met so-and-so and so-and-so, and it was great to meet them. And they were so engaging. I suggest you connect with them too. And I loved it. I loved seeing what members were doing of this new community and how they were really starting to enjoy LinkedIn. The whole point for me was to not only get them to start leveraging the platform, but it was to get them to enjoy the time they're spending on the platform so they want to spend more time there, which is pretty much algorithmic speak, right? Because that's probably what LinkedIn is doing. Like, they want you to spend more time there. I don't care how long you spend there. I just want you to get better results from there. So that was pretty cool to see people not only like learning to write content and even repurposing old content and getting out of their own way with sharing their successes. Because one of my favorite things we talked about was the brag post, right? Like, how do you brag without sounding completely egotistical? And to me, it's all about sharing and celebrating. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, if you want to show your potential clients that you can do for them what you need to do, why would you put out a half-ass post? Why would you say, oh, I'm pretty decent at LinkedIn, so we should have a conversation? No, you say, I'm the fucking best person that you've ever seen on LinkedIn. Hopefully you're not listening to this in the car with kitties. If not, sorry. But I'm the best person for you to work with on LinkedIn. I bring the energy. We have an awesome time. You learn some cool stuff and you get results. So yeah, if you want to feel good about LinkedIn, you want to stop being a lurker and start leveraging the platform, get over here. Let's talk. There's no need to beat around the bush about how awesome you are. I'm all about a little bit of humility. But when you are in a sea full of a billion people, they're not all writing content, but they're all sharing their expertise, or at least the ones who are sharing their expertise. You want to stand out. And if being confident is one way you stand out, I ain't mad at it. All right. So some of the wins at these women in the group, they were getting new client inquiries. They had more profile views than ever. They were connecting with dream collaborators, which I thought was pretty cool. They felt seen. They felt heard. They felt like this wasn't a waste of their time anymore. They felt like it wasn't work. They were having a really good time with it. And that was my favorite part, to be honest. So here's my reasoning for continuing this beyond the 30-day challenge. Not just because these women had such great results, although that's fantastic. But think about it. If I could grow this group every month and just make it very evergreen, where if you want to join me, you just let me know. It's not public. I'm not going to let anybody join it. I'm really going to keep this a safe space for people looking to grow on LinkedIn platform. And if you want to be in it, just message me locked in on LinkedIn and I'll get you in there. And be sure to introduce yourself, say hello to everybody. But here's my thoughts. The connections, the momentum, the results were too good to stop. I can't just cut these women off after 30 days and hope it works out for them. Like, yes, it was a free challenge. It was self-directed. I did put some videos in there, some prompts, some guides. I don't want to just stop. They're getting results. And this is fantastic. Whether you're paying me or not, I want you to be successful. And this is a really great place for me, of course, to vet future clients. So if you're doing the work and then you eventually want to come work with me, my thought is we've already kind of hung out together in this group. So you'll know what it's like to work with me and I will know what it's like to work with you. So I thought that was pretty cool. And LinkedIn is constantly evolving, as we should be as well. And I want this to be a year-round, everyday kind of learning environment where you can grow, learn, and support each other. That is the coolest bit. Like, go in, it's like a networking event that never closes, right? So you go to a women's group and it's a fantastic event, and then you go away and the event ends and you never see these people again. How sad is that, right? Like, maybe you get their LinkedIn connection, maybe you've taken a selfie and you tag them in it, but what are the odds of continuously engaging with this group? It's pretty low. But if you're in a LinkedIn group, locked in on LinkedIn to be specific, you can just search your groups, find this one, and chat with these women all over again as if you returned to that networking event. So I thought that was a pretty cool way to be able to continue the magic that we've been creating so far. So how will it work and how can you be a part of it? It's very simple. It's always open. So you can't search it. You have to connect with me if we're not already and DM me locked in on LinkedIn, or just say, I listen to your podcast. I want to be a part of your LinkedIn group. I will put in consistent, I can't tell you when, maybe weekly, maybe a couple times a week. I will put in visibility prompts, tips, challenges, updates that I see. I'll do a lot on my posts in general on my feed. So definitely check out my page if we're not already connected. But I'll be a little more specific in this locked in on LinkedIn group, because you guys are specifically looking for growth on the LinkedIn platform. And then maybe occasionally I'll do a live training. I'll pop in with a video, maybe have a guest here or there. It'll be pretty cool. And you know what? It's free. So if I decide to do nothing for a week or two, I get to do that too. But this will be a great place for you to answer or to put in some questions. I'll answer them. And we'll just get to know each other, right? It'll be a really fun group for us to learn LinkedIn. So like I said earlier, if you are ready to stop lurking and start leveraging LinkedIn, this is your sign. Just DM me and I will get you in the group and you can get in here, see all the women, get to know them a little bit, and just have a blast on LinkedIn and start really enjoying it again. So whether you're new to LinkedIn or, you know, you're just getting on it, you're just getting your feet wet, or you've been a seasoned LinkedIn-preneur, if you will, you're all welcome. I'd love to see you in here and let's get you locked in. So that way you can leverage it for good and grow your business. All right, friends, thanks for joining me on this episode of Own Your Awesome. I'm excited to help you own your awesome on LinkedIn. For more resources, check out the show notes below. I will give you links to my book, to my freebies, and to other episodes that talk about LinkedIn, because this is not the only one I've done on this episode, on this podcast before. So definitely scroll down, find some other cool ways to grow on the platform, and be sure to follow this, because this is definitely something I'm going to talk about a little bit more. LinkedIn, personal branding, business, all the things. And till next time, keep being awesome. Bye.